Hello and welcome to our first ever AADLGT podcast from the Ann Arbor District Library. My name is Tom Coveney and with me is...
Elizabeth Schneider, a youth librarian at the Ann Arbor District Library.
Okay, you may know me from being one of the color commentators on our broadcasts that sometimes get out on CTN, and Elizabeth is always walking around putting out the snacks, helping keep control
of... I'm the food girl. If you like pizza, you know me.
It's a very important part of the tournaments. So this is our first podcast that we've done here, and we're going into the fourth season. And then we're going to kind of explain a little bit about how this year is going to be different with the way the tournaments are going to work. We're going to tell you about some of the new prizes that we're having, some of the other events that are going on at the library, and just kind of give you some general information about how the tournaments are going to work and what you can expect this year. Okay, and now we're going to talk with Elizabeth Schneider, the food lady and one of the coordinators of the tournaments. Elizabeth, welcome.
Hi. Good to be here.
So what's kind of a typical day like for you at one of the tournaments?
Okay, so my most important role is making sure that everyone gets fed. So I need to make sure that snacks are out at all times, as well as water, and make sure that the huge shipment of pizza makes it at the middle of the tournament. Is that important?
Have that you noticed with important. Everyone else? I remember one year, I think it was during the second season, it might have been during the Grand Championships, when we had the pizza guy who was bringing the pizza actually got into an accident on the way here.
I think I was there.
And, yeah. Yes. And everybody was like, where's the pizza? Where's the pizza? And it finally came down. Well, he kind of got into a car accident.
So. I was getting a little nervous because everyone was starting to look real hungry. Yeah. But luckily he came with free food and everything worked out fine. Yeah. Then we also need to worry about soda and cookies. So I gotta make sure you guys are never hungry.
Yes. I'm sure that's what brings some people to the tournaments is the fact that they have free food.
I think so. So prizes are probably the other thing that brings a lot of people down to the tournaments. This year, all the gift cards are from Target, and first, second, third place is $35, $25, $15, and that's for Super Smash and for Mario Kart. But then there's also the team prizes, which are 20, 15, and 10 a piece for the team.
Okay. And then they split that?
That's their split.
Split. Okay. Yeah. So they split $20 per... Or no.
No, they split $40.
Okay. So each person on the team gets 20 and
yes.
15 and 10.
Yes.
Okay. So it's 40, 30, and 20 for the total prizes.
Yes.
Okay. And then any word on what the big prizes for the end of the year are going to be?
Good question. I don't know exactly what they're going to be, but I can say that first, second, third, and fourth place will have great big prizes. I heard last year fourth place kind of got
Got a t-shirt.
Messed up. Yeah. So there will be something good. There's also prizes for the clans. Either trophies or medals and some other stuff. The big deal this year is the clan cup, which will be an actual cup.
Okay.
A giant trophy where the big clans are going to get their names put on it, and it's going to stay in the library for them to rule over us all.
Okay, kind of like the Stanley Cup.
Exactly. So, Tom, do you think there's any clans that are looking good this year that might end up on this trophy?
Oh, definitely. There's a couple clans. Couple big clans forming this year. The Dursky brothers, John and Alex Dursky, the Hibbs brothers and the Savage brothers, and Turtle Person 2 and Bad Driver are forming what could be called a Mario Kart super clan, which is called Bros, Bros, and More Bros.
That should be some hot competition.
Yeah, that is. They're definitely the higher up of the Mario Kart competitors. And then so far there's been word of a Super Smash Brothers Melee clan forming. Right now it looks like it's going to be the Royster brothers, Omega and Shin, along with Onerer, Francisco, and Lane, who are some of the top Smash competitors. And there's a couple other people who they're talking to. I don't think they've made the official six-person clan yet, but that's definitely going to be one of the top clans in Melee. Although Bros, Bros, and More Bros, while some people may want to overlook their Smash skill, they're definitely near the top. So I don't think it's going to be as one-sided in each event for that clan as people might think. Both clans definitely have some of the most well-rounded competitors, because I know Shin and Omega, at the beginning of last season, they were definitely only Smash competitors, but as the season went on, they got better and better each tournament at Mario Kart. And Lane and Onerer, while they may not be near the top, certainly are nothing to sneeze at when it comes to Mario Kart. So this is definitely going to be a competitive set of clans here. And then there's also, there's a couple other clans that are talking about forming. The Vaccinated Monks, my old clan, has kind of died out. All the people have graduated from competition in the series. So, but there's probably at least three or four other clans of regular competitors, as well as new people who may be coming in and forming their own clans. So,
true. If we can't ignore the people that are coming in.
Right, because there's always new people coming, and we've never seen what they can do before. But if I had to pick a winner right now, it would probably be either the Bros Bros and More Bros, or the clan with the Royster Brothers and Lane and Onerer.
Okay.
But between them, it's a toss-up, especially with the surprise game, because there's no way to tell whether anybody's going to have played the surprise game before. If they have, are they good at it? If they haven't, how quickly can they pick things up? And there could be another clan that comes out of nowhere and just kind of steals all of their points for the year, and they may not be as big as we think they will be.
So the other new thing this year after the championship is the awards banquet grudge buffet. So it's another time to bring together all the clans and all the people we want to see battle and have more food.
Will there be pizza there this year?
No pizza.
No pizza.
There'll be something different. Maybe Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's sounds good.
We should probably take a poll and see what people want to eat.
Yeah. Because I know there's probably a lot of different choices, but wow, no pizza.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. I know. The other thing is we'll be giving out trophies or medals yet to be determined on like player's choice, other awards.
Okay. We'll be giving a trophy to the like top competitors of the year. Winners.
Yeah.
Okay. Figure they should get a trophy. Although,
of course.
I mean, they get big prizes, so I'd rather take the prize over the trophy. But a trophy would be nice, too.
It gives you bragging rights.
Yeah, it does. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. Thank you to Elizabeth for coming on and talking with us. And when we come back, we'll be talking with software developer Eric Kloster.
Hey guys, it's Eli, your AADLGT MC. Yeah, you know me or something. I want to let you know about some of our upcoming events. As you know, we're about to start off our fourth annual season of the Super Smash Double Dash Championship Series. That is Saturdays, August 25th, September 29th, October 20th, and November 10th. That's from noon to 5 each day at the Downtown Library. Then we got our Grand Championships December 15th, also from noon to 5, featuring the Clan Cup, the Wild Card Tournament, all kinds of stuff. Then we also are going to have a Super Smash Brothers Regulation Throwdown Friday, September 28th. That's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. That's no items, just the way that some of you like it, as well as no clan play, all neutral stages, advanced slobs, basically whatever Francisco says. You know how it goes. So then we are going to do something new. It's called the Rhythm Master Tournament. That's going to be Friday, October 19th. This is for all of our rhythm game aficionados. That'll be from 6 to 8:30 p.m. that Friday night. We're going to do Beatmania, Taiko Drum Master, Donkey Konga. It's going to be kind of like the Retro Octathlon, where you move from one station to another. You try 8 different rhythm games, Guitar Hero, all that stuff, and we take your highest scores, and then they advance to some surprise rhythm games. See what I've got up my sleeve. Then we're going to do another Wii Sports tournament Sunday, October 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. We always do those doubles tennis. This has been a lot of fun lately. Then Friday night, November 9th, we're going to do another one of the Guitar Hero 2, perhaps Guitar Hero 3, depending on if it's out by then as well. But Guitar Hero 2 and Pikmin 2 simultaneous tournaments. That was a lot of fun last time. I think everyone had a good time, so we're going to do that. Then we have another DDR tournament Sunday, November 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. We're also going to do a Pokemon Battle Revolution tournament on Friday, November 23rd. That's the day after Thanksgiving. That's going to be from noon to 5 p.m. So bring your DS and your best portfolio of Pokemon and see if you can beat some of our best elementary schoolers. Pokemon has become a really big deal here, and it's been just crazy fun. Also, want to make sure that you're aware, this is a little ways out, but so you're aware of it, December 14th, that's the Friday night before the Grands, we're going to have our inaugural Super Smash Brothers Brawl Tournament. It's supposed to come out December 3rd, so we will have it in hand, and we will try it out and see how all that stuff works. So, be sure to check out the upcoming tournament schedule on the blog, aadl.org/aadlgt, and let us know what your comments are, and we will see you at the tournaments.
OK, Okay, and welcome back, everybody. And with me now is Eric Closter. And Eric, what exactly is your title here at the library?
I am the software developer here.
Okay, and you are in charge of running the scoring software and keeping track of everybody in the tournaments, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, and what are some of the new changes that we have this year for the database software that we're running with the tournaments?
Well, one of the new things is we have experience points now, that every time a player plays a match, they get experience points based on the levels of their opponents. We also have rankings, which should accurately depict how good people have played the particular game in the past. And we also have pool-based play, which instead of having random matches generated at the beginning of the event, we now will be assigning pools dynamically during the event, and people will play multiple matches against the same opponents all at the same time.
Okay, and how exactly are people put into pools?
The way that we have it set up right now is that all of the registrants are ordered by their rating, and the top quarter are separated out so they don't play against each other in the same pool. So that way you don't get two heavyweights in the preliminary matches together. Okay. But the other three, we're usually doing pools of four. The other three participants in the pool will be randomly assigned. So if you're not in that top quarter, you might get assigned with a couple of noobs, or you could get some three people that are moderately experienced together.
Okay, so you could get anybody from the top part of that other 75%, or from the bottom part, or from anywhere in between.
That's right, from the zeroth percentile to the 74th percentile.
Okay. Any other changes to the software, the way that the points are distributed or anything like that?
We're going to be adjusting the points for Mario Kart if we end up doing four-player pools, so that second place isn't quite as valuable as it was in the eight-player races.
Okay.
Other than that, the software will... I'm working on a new leaderboard.
Okay.
For the website that will show, be able to sort people by their rankings and their experience points, and be able to see when people level up and things like that.
Will there be a way to see who's better in each individual game?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how exactly the pools work. What kind of matches the people have to play against each other?
For Smash Brothers, what we're doing, at least what we did at the last tournament, is we're going to have four-player pools, and there'll be two free-for-all matches where all four are playing at the same time, and then there will be six one-on-one matches where everybody plays one-on-one against the other three people in their pool. So you have to both be good at the free-for-all and the one-on-one matches.
Okay.
And for Mario Kart, I believe what we did was four player races doing a complete cup. So you'll race against the same four people, but on four different tracks.
Okay. And I remember at the preseason tournament, we tried to do two pools for each person, and that just took a bit too long.
Yeah, there was a bit of a miscalculation on how long it would take to turn over from the first pool to the second pool, and it stretched on quite a bit. Our first event, which is supposed to take about an hour, ended up taking, I think, 2.5 to 3 hours. And then we did the other three events in the remaining 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that probably won't happen ever again.
Okay. So right now we're just talking about giving everybody one pool.
Right. And then the top X number of players will move on based on their pool scores into elimination brackets, similar to what we've done in the previous years.
Okay. So for Melee, that's going to be one-on-one?
Yes.
Okay. And then for Mario Kart, are we going to do four-player or eight-player races?
I would imagine we'd go to eight-player races for the elimination rounds.
Okay. And still keep the top four people going on.
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other things you want to talk about with us?
No, I don't think so. That's, I mean, if If you have any suggestions on little tweaks that need to be made to the interface or the website, let me know. Okay. Send me an email. Yep.
Eric is the guy sitting behind the laptop over in the corner at every tournament, so just go up and talk to him, and most of the time he'll be fine with talking to you.
Right, yeah, most of the time.
Just don't interrupt him when he's putting in scores. Okay, thank you, Eric, for being with us, and
absolutely. Thanks
for tuning in, everybody. This is our first podcast, and as always, you can find more information about the tournament series at aadl.org/aadlgt. Or go to access.aadl.org for any more information about all the teen programs here at the library. Thank you, and we hope to see you next time.